Today, I want to talk to you about how I managed to influence 1.3 million people. Now, that may sound a lot of people to you, and it certainly sounds a lot of people to me, and it also may sound a weirdly specific number. How do I know? Well, basically, it's because I used a website, TripAdvisor, and I've used it for quite a few years, and I've written more than 1,400 reviews on the site. And according to their own statistics, and there's various statistics they various things that they give you through the site, including these statistics, 1.3 million people have read my reviews, in fact just over now, in the time that I've been on the site. And it got me thinking really about the different ways that we have in the modern world to influence the world. Now, for me, there was a number of reasons why it's been quite interesting to be able to influence people on that site, and for why it's been a privilege. For you, TripAdvisor or writing about travel might not be something that you're interested in, but perhaps my own experience might inspire you a little bit to think about what platform that you could use to inspire people in new ways, and to influence them, and to make them think about the world. So, for me, I've used TripAdvisor for quite a long time because I find it a really interesting way both to find out new places for me to visit and my wife to visit as we travel and while we've lived overseas. And I find it a real pleasure for a variety of reasons to write about these things as well. So I like to both be a consumer of information from a site, but also to share my own thoughts. So I've learned a few things about why I think that it's this experience of mine has taught me about influence, and some things that I'd like to share with you. If you prefer to read this as an article, or you'd also like to read it as an article, I've written an article on my website, which is theinfluenceexpert.com. So you can check out all sort of resources on there if you enjoy this podcast. So this is also in website form, and that will have a link to my TripAdvisor profile if you'd like to take a look. And it also has links to, I did a compilation of my top places to visit after I'd written 1,000 reviews that you might be interested in, and my top places to eat and drink after 1,000 reviews, which you might also be interested in. As I explained in that article, I've lived in a total of 11 different countries and had the lucky opportunity to visit many others. So I've had lots of opportunities to visit interesting places and to write about them. So these are the things that I've got about that I think would be interesting to you that I found through using TripAdvisor and expanding my influence in this way. So the first thing to say is that, and I think this is something that I often think about, is that I'm not just an influencer on the world, of course, I'm also influenced by the world. And that's very, very important because, you know, that means that we're influenced by the media that we consume, the people we spend time with, the environment which we grew up in. And so we need to think about how we're being influenced all the time, as well as we influence how we influence other people. That's both so that we can live a life of our own design, so we aren't unduly influenced by other people or other organisations, so we aren't influenced without that knowledge that we are being influenced, so we have some element of choice, but also because we can reverse engineer the way in which we're influenced to influence other people. Now, in the case of TripAdvisor, of course, it's been an influence on me. It influences places that I want to go and see because I trust it and I think it's a really interesting and useful resource. Also, TripAdvisor influenced me because it meant that I had extra motivation. It found places for me that I was like, oh, that sounds interesting, so I'll go and see it. So when we moved to Sheffield, for example, a few years ago, TripAdvisor was fantastic in showing me new places and getting me to go, or getting us to go, to areas we might not otherwise have gone to had we not looked at TripAdvisor, because TripAdvisor would suggest perhaps a restaurant or perhaps a museum that I wouldn't otherwise have heard of to suggest to my wife that we might like to visit. And so it meant that we have the opportunity to explore the city in a different way than we might otherwise have done. Another thing that I think TripAdvisor has done for me, and this process of influencing these 1.3 million people, is that TripAdvisor turned me into a better writer. It's been a pleasure to write about places I visited. And it's meant that although there's been a lot of effort on my part, 1,400 articles is a lot. Firstly, that's done over a long period of time. And secondly, it's something that was a pleasure to do and I wanted to help people. And at the same time, I was practicing how to write. I was practicing how to write for an audience. My friend Robbie Swell has a brilliant book out right now. And again, if you go to my website, the article that I'm talking about, this article talking about influencing 1.3 million people, there's a link to Robbie's website with a copy of his book. And his book explains, among other things, how you can achieve great things by doing a little bit over a long period of time. In his case, it was through writing on LinkedIn. And he used that to explore his ideas, and now he has a fantastic resource that he can share with people. And he's turned into his first book, and he's turned into a method, which is called his 12-minute method, of where people will take a small piece of time and practice something. It's a really great way to get started. And if they repeat that practice over a long period of time, they get good at it, they get a resource, and it becomes a habit for them. So I was essentially creating these pieces on TripAdvisor without ever thinking, of course, that I was going to be writing more than 1,000 reviews. If I had set out to write 1,000 reviews, I'd have probably been very daunted and might not have done it. But just by doing little by little over time, as I went to these different destinations and thinking to myself, oh, I'll just write a little bit more and a little bit more, I've got up to the number that I have. Another thing that TripAdvisor helped me with was to indulge one of my passions, which is travel writing. And when I was younger, I wanted to be a travel writer, among other things. And although I haven't chosen that as a career path, it's been really fun to write about my travels in this format. It's a type of writing that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to do. And as I've already mentioned, TripAdvisor helped me to think about my audience more. So I had to think about what readers would want to know about the places that I had visited. What would I have wanted to know before I visited places? Sometimes there's insider information, or sometimes there's things that only become apparent once you've got to a place. And I would think about what other people wanted to know. And this has been a generally useful in helping me understand how to influence other people and what my audience would like and how to build my own influence on the world. One of the loveliest things about TripAdvisor, of course, it helped me to help people. I've been helped by the site and at the time that other people have put into it and their reviews. So I was able to do something the other way around. And as I always or very often say, it's not really about how much influence you have, it's how you use that influence, hopefully as a force for good. So I was both consuming and providing information. So I was sharing my own thoughts with people and putting my own influence out into the world, hopefully in a way that helped other people. Also, of course, one of the great things about TripAdvisor is it helps you to reward good service. If somebody has provided you with excellent service and you can write it in a review, it encourages them in all sorts of ways. And sometimes I'd review places that had few or no reviews, and sometimes it's possible that my reviews or the reviews of the few of us who had written in the early days would really encourage those people as they were starting up. I remember an early review that I wrote on TripAdvisor. It was a restaurant review of a Thai restaurant, I think it was in Colchester, and the owner wrote back in response, because the owners of a business can respond underneath your review. It doesn't happen very often, but they have the opportunity to do that. The owner basically said that he'd read it out to all the staff because I was praising them all. And so it's lovely to think that my message was passed on to them about the amazing service that they've given me and my wife. And of course, the other way around, sometimes I met people, I encountered people and businesses that weren't great and didn't provide good service. And again, I could either be critical because I felt they deserved it, or I could provide constructive criticism about things that they might improve, maybe quite often I think that a place is really good, but it could be exceptional if they just improved on a couple of things. Again, of course, that's from my perspective. I'm not saying that my perspective is right, but hopefully if there's enough of a sort of collective hive mind about these things, it's something that the owners would learn about and hopefully improve the experience for other people in the future. So again, that's something that is helping to influence the world in a way that I find important. And TripAdvisor in a general way gave me a new way to get my views out into the world. So like anyone, I travel through the world and around the world with particular views. I have particular views on how I want to be treated by business and what good service looks like and things like that. And I know that my views are idiosyncratic. It doesn't mean that everybody is going to share them. But hopefully they're not so idiosyncratic that they won't have relevance to other people. And it's a really nice way for me to be able to get my thoughts out into the world when I'm writing these reviews for TripAdvisor. So I'm really passionate, for example, about meeting people who are fully invested in what they do. So quite often some of the most memorable experiences haven't necessarily been at the places where I would have predicted that I would enjoy that activity or that food the most, but the enthusiasm of the people for what they do has really made a difference. So for example, I really love coffee. I've been in some coffee places that might rank higher on, you know, if there was some sort of coffee experts ranking, but where the people didn't seem very invested in their product. And I've been in much less celebrated places where the people have really been invested in their product, and the atmosphere and the way that they seem to have a passion for coffee. Maybe their business is quite small, but they really care about it. And it could be the same anything, ice cream, a bakery, anything that you can kind of easily compare between different shops and different countries, where people are really invested in what they do and want to share it with other people. I find that incredibly inspiring. And so because I think people like that should be celebrated, that's a general view of mine, and because I like to share good things about human beings, that's a value of mine, something that's important to me, then TripAdvisor gave me the opportunity to do that and to share my view with the world. And the final sort of point that I had for you is that TripAdvisor gave me a new way to think about influence more generally. Before I encountered TripAdvisor and before I saw how many people were reading my reviews, I wouldn't have thought that I could influence the world in this big way. I'd never have thought I'd get to a million readers. I could only imagine doing that, for example, with I had my own website and I somehow built it up over time. I would never have thought of the idea of essentially being able to get my views out there by using someone else's platform and something that I essentially just do as a hobby. It's not like it's my business or something like that. But being able to influence the world in a way that is important and exciting to me and motivates me to continue doing it. I don't know how long I'll keep continuing doing TripAdvisor. There's obviously times I travel more than others, but I'm very proud of where I've got to and the amount of readers I've built up. So for me, it's not really about TripAdvisor. I mean, I love TripAdvisor. I'd love you to check it out if you don't use it so much at the moment, and I'd love you to check out my profile on there too. It's more about just trying to find ways to influence people and to learn about influence that might not otherwise be immediately apparent to you. As I say, when I started writing on TripAdvisor, it wasn't something that I thought I would learn a lot about influence from. I didn't think I'd have more than a million readers. I would be, you know, pretty happy if I'd had 1,000 readers. So I think it's really an interesting study for me in how we all have opportunities, especially in the modern world, especially online, to grow our influence and get our ideas out there to more and more people. I hope you found this of interest. As I say, if you want to go to the site on my the article on my site, which is theinfluentexpert.com, you can go to various links on there, and there's lots of resources generally on the site. And thank you as ever for listening.